A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You lock the kingdom of heaven before all persons. You do not enter yourselves, nor do you allow entrance to those trying to enter. Woe to you, blind guides! You say, if one swears by the temple, it means nothing, but if one swears by the gold of the temple, one is obligated. Blind fools, which is greater, the gold or the temple that made the gold sacred? And you say, if one swears by the altar, it means nothing, but if one swears by the gifts on the altar, one is obligated. You blind ones, which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? One who swears by the altar swears by it and all that is upon it. One who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. One who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who is seated on it." The Gospel of the Lord. The Pharisees and Sadducees were good people. They fit the social construct of a good person, people of faith, persons who were religious, people who kept the Sabbath holy. They kept the commandments. They were good persons. So why does Jesus name them as blind? And not just once, but three times. Blind guides, blind fools, blind ones. What do they not see? I desperately want to know, because I too think of myself as a good person. What do I not see right in front of me? What am I missing as I am distracted by my own rightness? What am I ignoring close to me right now because of the rationalizing moral chatter going on in my reasoning and choices? The word used in this text that we hear translated as hypocrite actually means actor. Jesus' frustration here is in the fact that the goodness of these persons is superficial. It is put on. It is a role being fulfilled. And goodness is meant to be sacred. Jesus is showing us by his life that our goodness is not quantified by our doing. Our goodness is inherent in being one with him and the Father. Our goodness is not a role to get right, a religion to secure, a commandment to perfect. Our goodness is the heart of flesh, which replaces the stony heart and makes us sacred in the image and likeness of mercy. This sacredness of heart pulsates goodness into every cell of our mind, body, and soul. Goodness is our core truth. Being good is not the result of perfect choices, right actions, keeping the rules. It is the root of our being given to us by God. It is sacred. Our goodness comes first from God living in us, delighting through us, healing what is separated from one another back into one. Now, our eyes are open. We are not blind fools. No. We see the child in Aleppo, the young man of color in Baltimore, the carbon footprint on our earth, the prisoner, the discarded, the sorrowful. With eyes open, we see the locks placed on heaven's doors, and we know we must remove them. With eyes open, we see the obstacles placed on the path to the temple, and we clear a way. With eyes open, we see all those whom our culture, our society, are willing to sacrifice to public opinion and status quo. We see the immigrant, the trafficked children, the underemployed, the unraveling earth. With eyes open and fleshy, sacred hearts, we remove them and we take their place. No more acting the role of a good person. This is who we are. When we take their place, like Christ, it is not a role. It is not an act. It is instead an incarnation of mercy, not superficial, not a role, authentic, incarnate mercy, when we are blind no more.